Kids.
All right, joining us now, Storm Durham. She is a she was a social worker in Virginia in Roanoke, and she posted last week on social media that she was fired for having a concealed carry permit. Quote, not the gun, the permit. And she said she was escorted from the building by three city police officers. Storm joins us now. Storm, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. So if you can, in brief, tell us what happened last week.
Yeah. So Friday at about 4:30, I was my supervisor came to my cubicle and said, can you come to the associate director's office, which I went with him. And there was three city police officers standing outside the door. And I was put into the office where I was handed a piece of paper and it had bullet points and it said that a workplace safety concern was a reason for a dismissal. And I said, what workplace safety concern? And she responded with, well, you having your concealed carry permit is a safety concern to the building and your coworkers. And I said, well, I've never had it on my person during a visit or in the office or on the property. And she said, well, how do we know that? And I said, well, you know, search me. There's three police officers. So then she said, well, why don't you take a minute? And I said, yes, can I use the restroom? And she said, no, you're a safety concern. I asked if they use three police officers every time someone was escorted out of the building. And she said, no, only because you're a serious safety concern due to your concealed carry permit.
So
I was then escorted by the three officers to my office where my office was stripped and everything was put on a cart. And I was escorted by the three officers to my car.
Okay, so this is, I mean, people hear this story, and they're, I think, as you tell it, rightfully shocked, they hear something like this. But it seems confusing, I think, to a lot of people for any number of reasons. One, how did they know you had a concealed carry permit at all? How would that have been knowledge in the office?
So about 2 months ago, I was called to my supervisor's office with another supervisor present, and I was asked some weird questions, like, do you feel safe in your home? Is there domestic violence? And I was like, no, why? And they were like, well, we've gotten knowledge that you have guns in your home. And I said, yeah, so I've had guns in my home since I was tiny. I don't see the correlation. Like, I have my concealed carry. I'm safe with guns. So I disclosed that information about 2 months ago.
Interesting. Did you ask them why they were asking you these questions about whether you felt safe in your home?
I did, and they were like, and that's when they told me that they have gotten knowledge that there was guns in my home, and I mean, I don't hide it that I'm a hunter or that I have guns and stuff like that. So it was just shocking to hear that.
There's a report in the Roanoke Times, and I hate this because they don't actually attribute it to anyone. They just kind of blindly say it in the voice of God. But they refer to critics alleging that you were a difficult employee. I'm just quoting this article now. And that a friend of yours, quote, threatened your coworker and brought a gun to the social services office. Did that happen?
No, it never happened. And I'm pretty sure if it did happen that there would be a police report stating that.
Right.
As a lot of the people that are, well, all of the people that are making these negative and these false allegations, I've never even heard of, more or less worked with.
So it all seems so bizarre because the idea of having a concealed carry permit is kind of natural in Virginia for a whole bunch of people. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are you have other coworkers, or do you know if you have other coworkers who have concealed carry permits in that office?
Yeah, I do. And one of them I'm really close to, and I called as soon as it happened, and I said, make sure they do not know that you have your concealed carry permit. I was like, I don't want to see you lose your job. And he was like, no, thank you for telling me. And he was just like blown away by the story.
You know, Roanoke officials released a statement Saturday. They don't want to comment on this, but they did release a statement due to all the publicity around this. And they said, in light of these assertions, it's important to note that the city of Roanoke respects the constitutional rights of their citizens and that the dismissal in question was not based upon anyone's exercise of the rights. An internal memo went out from Human Resources Director Michelle Vineyard and was reported by the Roanoke Times. And they also say this was not based upon the former employee's right to hold a concealed carry permit for firearms. And they say they have no policy or procedure limiting the rights of employees. Could this have anything to do with something that happened about four months ago when you claim that you had a trainer teach you a procedure and that you followed and then you were reprimanded for it? You alerted the trainer. The trainer sent you a nasty email calling you sloppy and unprofessional. Do you think that's maybe what started all of this? There was maybe some kind of internal conflict with your trainer, maybe with a supervisor, and that's what led to this?
Yeah, I think that's when it all started. But I know that, like, my supervisor treated me differently than a lot of the other employees. He would spend time in their offices helping them with things, and my values didn't add up to what they thought was what we should be, according to, like, politics and things like that.
Okay, Storm, Storm, if you don't mind, I want to hold you over here for a second. We want to ask you some more questions on this subject. 643 on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 646 on WMAL.
All right, we're talking to Storm Durham. She was fired by Roanoke City Social Services, escorted out of the building, she says, last week by three cops. After the office said there was a safety concern, she says a supervisor told her it was because she was a concealed carry permit holder that they thought that she had, there was a safety concern within the office. And Storm is on the line with us. Storm, I see here that you intend to, you said on social media that you intend to file suit against Roanoke Social Services.
Yes, and I'm trying to file a suit against discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in touch with any kind of legal advisor, an attorney or anything to talk to you about, you know, saying all these things on social media, doing radio interviews and all that kind of thing, as to whether that's a good idea or not?
Yes, I have been on with a lawyer, and I have been talking to him, and he was just advising me just different things to not talk about and not give names or things like that, but that the radio shows and things like that are fine.
Gotcha. Okay. So as you know, as you file suit, of course, there will be a discovery process, and a lot of what we don't know in public right now will become public. Are there things that you're concerned about going public that aren't currently? Because Roanoke City is kind of being fairly quiet about this, other than this dispute, the fact that they fired you based on the concealed carry permit.
No, not at all. I have nothing to hide, and I just want it to be public knowledge of how they treated me and how they went about this.
Gotcha. And then on the reasons for your termination, I saw that, again, the Times, they had stuff that there was other than the concealed carry permit. What were those other reasons?
So all of the other reasons that I had fixed. So one was that I wore loafers during training when people were wearing sweatpants and pajama pants. And actually my coworker looked at me when I was reprimanded and said, are they always that mean to you? One was that something that I just heard of on Friday for the first time. They said that I was arrogant and not paying attention in training, but I've gotten credit for all of my training.
Right.
Another one is that I didn't close the right number of cases, but they gave me a list of the cases I needed to close and by when I needed to close them, and I closed them plus more.
Well, none of those reasons sound like a good excuse to put three cops around you and escort you out of the building.
Storm, no, not at all.
Storm, I really appreciate you joining us this morning. I hope the truth comes out, whatever it is, and I really appreciate your side of this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Have a great morning. 649 here on WMAL.